You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to cover an app called Bright Guide. That's two words. It's exactly what it is. B-R-I-G-H-T space G-U-I-D-E. Bright Guide. This is an app for those Telegram users out there. So if you're not a Telegram user, then you may or may not be interested in this particular app. The reason I'm covering it is because I use Telegram. Telegram is similar to WhatsApp. You can add people, you can send audios, you can send chat and messages and things like that. It's a little more secure and private, unlike WhatsApp. WhatsApp has just got a lot of privacy issues that are known. You know, they're owned by Facebook, and enough said, right? Okay, well, for those that are using Telegram, you will know the experience like I do. It is a hit and miss. Either they got it right and it's working kind of, sort of, or it's not working right. And it's just a hassle, up and down with all this when it works and when it doesn't work. Well, Bright Guide solves this solution. This was designed just for people with voiceover. Those that are low vision and blind can use this app in place of Telegram. So it uses the same Telegram API. It allows us to do those things what we can do in Telegram, but in a much more accessible fashion. So I hope this is going to be useful for those Telegram users. It is a free app with an in-app purchase. The in-app purchase is for those that like to use audio messages with Telegram. So it allows you to send your voice audio over to the other person. This is a paid in-app purchase, a one-time only, for $4.99. Otherwise, everything inside is completely free. So go get it. It is awesome. It is very, very simple. There's not much to it. That's the beauty of it. So let's dive into Bright Guide. So let's get to the Bright Guide app here.
Bright Guide.
And double tap to open. One finger
actions available. Bright Guide. Chats. Button.
All right.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
In the main page, there are three options here. There are the chat.
Contacts. Button.
Contacts.
Settings. Button.
And the settings, of course. So let's head into the settings first before we get into the chat and the contacts section. The settings, there's not a whole lot in here, but there are some few things you want to go in and make modification if you want. So double tap this.
Your profile info. Button.
Obviously, the first thing is your profile information. So if you want to change your profile information on Telegram, this is a great place to do it. Let me kind of give you kind of a walkthrough. Here's what is in this area.
Change a user picture. Button.
So I did a single finger double tap to get into this. Now, obviously, you can change the picture.
Delete user picture. Button.
And I'm swiping to the right. So obviously, if you want a picture, I'll remove it.
Your name. Thomas. Text field. Your last name. Dumbville. Text. Your nickname. Nickname. Text field. Double tap to edit. Swipe up or down to select. Short info about you. Up to 70 characters. Information about you. Text field. Logout. Button.
And that's it. So once you this is where you can log out. Put your nickname, first name, last name, and your picture. It's pretty self-explanatory. So let's get back out of here. Top left.
Back. Button.
Double tap.
Back. Your profile info. Button.
Let's see what else is in here.
General settings. Button.
Let's go to general settings. Double tap this.
Current cache size 0.2 MB. Clear. Button.
This is kind of nice. It'll tell you how much space is using on your phone. So if you have a lot of audio or messages, it's going to take up space on your phone, obviously. You can come in here and clear that cache when you need to.
New messages, notifications for voiceover. Switch button. On.
And then
double
lastly,
tap to toggle setting.
You want to keep this on. And that is it for the settings in this section here.
Back. Button. Back. Your profile info. Button.
And then it'll take us back up to the top. So we'll go to the one to the right where we just at.
General settings. Button.
Uh-huh. Go to the right.
Notifications and sounds. Button.
This is allow you to change the notification sounds that you will hear when you receive a telegram. Whether it's a chat or whatever or not, it's going to pop up with a sound. So in here, you can change that. There's all sorts of different various sounds. I'll double tap that.
No sound.
The first option, of course, is no sounds. Now, as you go to the right, you're going to hear the various different tones. You can select the one you like.
Blue. Calypso. Selected. Choo choo.
So obviously I have mine set for choo choo.
Descent. Fanfare. Letter. Noir.
I don't need to go on, but you get the idea. So if there's something that you like, double tap. Get out of here, top left.
Back button.
Double tap.
Back. Your profile info button.
And then it puts us back up to the top again. So let's go swipe a couple times to get back to the notification.
General set notifications and sounds.
Okay.
Button. Application language button.
If you have any preference of different language.
Frequently asked questions button. Support service button.
And that is it for this area. So that is pretty much all you have in the settings. So let's get back out of here and go back to the main page.
Back button.
Top left, double tap.
Back. Chats button.
And then we're back to
actions
the chat
available
at the very top. Now, this is how you chat with people. So double tap this.
Chats. Mike Malarcy, no messages.
All
actions
right,
available.
So
use the rotor to access our chat.
I have my buddy here, Mike Malarcy. And you go to the right.
Riley Donville, no messages.
There's my son.
Action. Randy Rusnak, no messages.
And there's Randy
actions
Rusnak.
Available. Use the rotor to access our chat.
Now, you have various things. What's cool about this, you have the rotor. So use your up and down. So I'm going to flick down.
Contact info.
You can find out more information about Randy with his contact information. Swipe down.
Disable notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Delete chat.
I can delete it.
Clean chat.
Or I can just clean it. Basically, if it got too much audio going on, you can just clean the whole chat right there. Just double tap that and I'll clean the list for you.
Block user.
Block them.
Back. Activate. Default.
And go back to the regular activation. This is when you double tap. So if I wanted to chat with Randy Rusnak, for example, I'll just do a one finger double tap on this.
No messages in chat. Right button.
So we have
swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
The right button, which is at the top right hand corner. From this right button is where we can write a chat. So if you swipe down,
write a message.
I can write a message, which is a text message.
Send voice message.
Self-explanatory.
Send a picture.
And send a picture.
Back.
And then I can go back.
Activate. Default.
Or I can activate the default. So that is how you are able to send a message or an audio to that person and be able to chat with them. And once it's being sent, they will get the notification, regardless if they're using BrightGuide or Telegram. He will still get the message on Telegram, plus on the BrightGuide, of course. Now let's go back to top left.
Back button.
Double tap.
Back. Randy Rusnak, no messages.
And back
swipe
to
up or down
left.
To select the custom act. Back button. Back. Chats button.
And
swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Here we are. We're back to the main page. The only thing left now is the contact.
Contacts button.
And double tap.
Alphabetical search button.
Now you can do alphabet search of people you already know or
enter a contact's name button.
You're looking for somebody and you know their contact name, you can enter in here. That's how you add the people to your contact list. So if you go to the right one more.
Full contact list button.
I want to see the full list of people that are on Telegram that I'm friends with.
Jeff Bishop was online July 13th.
There's old Jeff Bishop.
Mike Malarcy was online July 10th. Randy Rusnak was online June 29th.
So you get the basic idea. This is everybody on my list. And again, if I want to talk with Randy, you can go through here as well. So say he isn't in the chat area. We haven't begun a chat at all. You'll have to write a new chat, of course. And so you have to go through your contacts, find Randy, double tap him.
Open chat button.
And then you got the open chat button. Now there's one more item to the right of this.
Contact info button.
You can get more information about Randy himself. There's not a whole lot in there, but you can feel free to check that out. Let's go back.
Open chat button.
When you open the chat, this is exactly what it does, and it's very similar, if not identical, to the chat button that we were just at. So if I double tap that.
No messages in chat. Right button.
And then we get the right
button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Yep. Pretty self-explanatory, so it gives you the same option.
Write a message. Send voice message. Send a picture. Back. Activate. Default.
And you want to get out.
Back button.
Double tap.
Back. Open chat button.
Top left.
Back button. Back. Randy Rusnak was online June 29th.
So we're back on the contacts.
Back button. Back. Alphabetical search button.
Back to the list.
Back button. Back. Chats button.
And out back swipe up or down to select the custom page. See, that was pretty simple. I mean, it is so simple to use. Oh, so much better than using the Telegram app itself. I love the Telegram app a lot. It is way better than WhatsApp, in my opinion. I understand WhatsApp has some other cool things and stuff. Not only that, but that's where a lot of people are. But if you're a Telegram user, check out the Bright Guide. It'll make your life a lot easier. Once again, it's Bright Guide, BRIGHTGUIDE. All right, that is going to do for this podcast. My name is Thomas Donville. I'll go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, goodbye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.AppleVis.com.